saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Be prepared for flooding and keep your basement dry with Barracuda Pumps. Barracuda makes high-quality pumps that offer dependable performance for when you need it most. Save big money on all Barracuda Pumps now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
We spent a lot of time on the show talking about what happened inside the Duggar family. Rob and I want to talk about something different here, the people and the institutions on the outside who built the stage the family performed on, the network that put them on television, the publishers who gave them book deals, the churches and conferences that invited them to speak as parenting experts, the political campaigns that put Jim Bob in front of voters, which he failed at all of them, by the way. None of those people are facing charges, and they wouldn't, and they shouldn't. That's not how you charge people by simply, well, you one time did something with this guy, or no. But at the end of the day, it's a system. It's a system that we as human beings are not the greatest at identifying of, is this someone we really want to put in front of a large group of people and entertain them by? Will they take this strictly as entertainment, or will they take this as some sort of a life lesson? We've seen it in Ruby Frankie. We see it with the Duggars. We've seen it in other cases where people in the spotlight go out, do their thing in the spotlight. A lot of people follow, and then it turns out to be an abomination. Surprise, surprise.
Look good until it turns into an abomination.
Yeah. Well, half the audience is like screaming, what are you doing? And there's like, this is just so, aren't they just lovely?
Aren't they lovely?
Yeah, TLC canceled the show after Josh's scandals, but they kept the franchise going with Counting On for years. Same family, same house, same cameras. They made that choice knowing what had already come out. The Duggars made the same choice to sign with TLC knowing what Josh had already done with his sisters and didn't disclose that. Now, a second brother obviously facing charges. At what point does a network bear some responsibility for what they amplified, and does anyone ever actually hold them to it? That's a question we got from Lisa on Facebook. It's not an active television show anymore. It hasn't been for years. They put this family in front of people. People watched it. It was a commodity. Does TLC bear any responsibility in the bigger picture of this for feeding this to the general public for all of these years? Did they enable this? Is there accountability? Is there anything they should, did they do anything wrong, I guess?
We're facing this in everything we are doing. I mean, aren't all the social media platforms that went before Congress are being sued for accountability for what they're exposing children to? Same thing here. You know, it's they hide under the guise of just, hey, we're just providing entertainment. And, you know, they need to caption that more. Even anytime I put a book out or anytime you do anything, you always have to remember, this is for entertainment purposes only.
And people like train wrecks. People are entertained endlessly by train wrecks of humans.
This was pure entertainment. So they just hide under the guise of entertainment, and they're going to keep putting it out as long as they keep getting the numbers. As soon as the numbers are gone, you're gone. Accountability for it? Nah, I don't think they'll ever be held accountable for it. Hell, they can't even hold a social media company accountable for anything, really.
Well, they battle it
in the courts.
I mean, at the end of the day, is it the social media companies? Is it the TV networks that really need to be accountable? Or, I mean, it's like anything. You got a bad leader of a country or something, get rid of them. The country's corrupt. Guess what? You get another bad leader after that, too.
A string of them lined up.
It's like they just keep coming, and to expect any different is really kind of crazy. It doesn't make any sort of sense to expect television to not put out product that people are going to watch and get into, and that they should be more responsible with it, I think is also kind of crazy. It's missing the point. If we want to fix the problem, it's societal. It's the fact that so many people wanted to watch this, and if it was truly wholesome and wonderful, great, but it wasn't. And nobody wanted to take the time to dig a little bit deeper into the IBLP and Jim Bob and the story and everything and go, these are kind of icky folks. Like, this is not exactly the Christian life, I think, that a lot of people were living, if you will, of They looked at the Duggars as almost an extension of it, but it wasn't. They were far more extreme. But people never wanted to go down that road and identify that as anything deeper than that, just as anyone does the second the word Jesus or God comes into a conversation. If you question it, if you even bring up that maybe someone is bastardizing this and weaponizing religion and using it for the wrong purpose, oh, we don't want to speak of that. It's just like, don't touch it, don't talk about it. And that's how these people get away with these sort of things forever, because nobody wants to point a finger, and nobody wants to be the one going, you must hate God. Like, no, I'm just pointing out that this person is bastardizing it and using it as a weapon, not as something for good. And I'm not necessarily saying that that is what Jim Bob and Michelle were doing, but the IBLP certainly was.
Yeah, it's interesting too.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I bet this also. I mean, so here, let's do a thought experiment for a second. If you actually remove their the IBLP aspect of what they did with 19 and counting, and took the religion part out of it, it would still be the show it was, pretty much. So I don't think it came down. I mean, just think about this. This is what we as a species consume. I mean, a little over 2,000 years ago, we're watching people kill each other in the Roman Colosseum and thinking that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we're not good at critically thinking.
No, we like to be human beings like to be entertained, and what these media companies do. Remember, all comes down to the great mighty dollar. If it sells ad space, they're going to do it. You know, I mean, just I did. And for those tuning in, I did a fun experiment with Todd and Tony the other day where I actually, so I read a lot of history. I was reading Henry VIII, you know, we're talking late 1400s, early 1500s of all the chaos that was going on in the world at the time. And I actually had my AI create news headlines, both if it was CNN at the time and Fox News at the time, creating news headlines of what's going on from different aspects. And you know what? It's horrendous. But you know what? It would sell ad space. It would sell newspapers. It would sell everything. So that's all TLC was doing. They're just one more entertainment faction in the world selling things to make the great mighty buck so people can profit, move on, whatever, sell merch.
Yeah. Well, people, I think, are so ready to just be spoon-fed something. And if it sounds nice and you put some keywords in there, and a lot of times it's Jesus or God, and then people are like, oh, I'll take some of that. Like, yeah, figure out what it's made out of first, because they're not all made the same.
You got to look at the full ingredient list, right?
You do. I mean, it's due diligence. People don't do their due diligence.
Curiosity.
If everybody had done a little research and took 2 seconds to look up IBLP and go, yeah, this really is nothing like my version of Christianity or whatever they practice that's being fed to you on television, and had a backbone and said, I'm not going to participate in watching this. But nobody does that. They just go for whatever is there. I mean, at the end of the day, it's societal. Society picks what they want to make popular. The television networks do not. They will go with what you're going to consume. And that's how ratings work. That's how they choose what to feed you. And we're in a society now where television doesn't necessarily have all that much influence. It's based on what you're going to on clicks, on YouTube, on wherever. So if people are watching more, then you will be fed more of that. It's not the people who are creating it, it's the problem. It's the consumers who are demanding more and more and more of it. Start recognizing what you're consuming and start saying stop when you realize it's dangerous. And maybe take 2 seconds to determine if it's dangerous or not. Not just write everything off because it's A-OK, because the word Christ is there. You know,
it's interesting how they did this too, because remember how this whole thing 19 counting started was, it was one documentary special they did after Jim Bob ran for Congress or ran for state Senate first. They did an article on him. That article got picked up, and some, this happens all the time. I mean, people, not all to everyone, but I mean, we're in the media world a bit. So you kind of see, and they did it, you know, TLC contacted him to do a one episode special on their family. And you know what happens when they did a one episode special? It got viewers. Yep. Viewers meant ad space. Ad space means money. So they did another special. And I think they did like 3 or 4 or 5 specials before they actually gave them a series. And what happens is that both sides get addicted to the notoriety.
Yeah.
and they rationalize it. I don't think TLC was rationalized it. TLC was like, great, this is a moneymaker. Let's run with it. Jim Bob saying, we have a ministry and we'll craft everything around because this gives us the opportunity to propagate the message of God and the IBLP and all these things and all these great family values that we have. Meanwhile, no, he's chasing the great mighty buck, man.
Yeah, he's chasing the buck. And I think the viewers are chasing some sort of rationalization for their own shitty upbringings. And they look at it.
Are you judging me, Tony? No. I love these shows.
Exactly. Then I am. But I think it's true. I mean, I think that that's part of the element that draws people into people like Ruby Frankie and
absolutely.
The Duggars is you were brought up shitty. I'm not saying you, Rob. I'm saying people. People get brought up shitty. People get brought up with parents that don't have the greatest tools, don't have the greatest minds, and they're abused, and there's trauma, and all of us have elements of that to
all
a certain
of us do.
Extent.
That's why we're entertained by it.
Without a doubt. But then some continue to seek it out, and then some never look back and go, maybe that I could do better. Maybe that wasn't the best way. But if they can get confirmation bias that, oh, see, what mom did or dad did to me wasn't that wrong because I'm seeing it on television. They're striking kids with wooden spoons while they're babies on mats. It's not that bad. If they're doing it on TV, it can't be that bad. Ruby Frankie's locking kids in over here. Ruby Frankie's not giving the kid a bed. He deserves that. And then the same sort of shit that someone had happened to them with their own parents doesn't look all that bad. Oh, see? Well, I guess maybe mom wasn't that bad. It was just tough love. No, it was abuse. Any way you fold it, any way you present it, it is what it is. Just because you're telling yourself this and you're watching it and you're making you feel better in that moment doesn't make it feel better for the current person who's suffering. They're going to have the same issues 30 years down the road trying to figure out what the fuck did mom and dad just do to me.
Yeah, and that's what happens in those moments is that so you have a large swath of people watching it for the same reason because a lot of people grew up with challenging situations, some trauma, yeah. Some insecurities, all the things that we face. But what happens is that at a certain point, or at least even at the very beginning, you have the people that are well-adjusted and say, well, they're a bunch of nutters. It's entertaining, but that ain't me. Yeah. And then you have the others that aren't quite as well-adjusted and are like, I'm all in. Sign me up. And that's why it sucks them in.
Yeah. It gives permission, in a way, to be a bad parent and to follow down paths that may be easier. I guess it's easier to strike a kid with a spoon than to teach them. It's just there's it's like shortcuts, if you will, but shortcuts that don't ultimately bring fruitful human beings, right. Bear fruitful human beings at the end of the day. It just it instills fear. It doesn't instill autonomy or good decision making. And then you end up with the Duggars.
Yeah.
And we've seen this. They're fully baked. They're out of the oven. This is what it created. You know, are you proud? I mean, my God. Anyway, there's some thoughts. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.